Actually, from the very beginning, it was not a problem of the government. It is a judicial problem. She was being to court by a complaint from her family. And the process from the higher court now is being freed. And she went home. And today, I'm not quite sure what's happening, but maybe her release should be completed from other things. But from point of government, we have no any sort of things against her. She can travel anytime. She is not arrested. Maybe her traveling documents are not completed, something like that. But she is not arrested.
Now, she is also claiming that maybe her life is in danger. Would you understand why she would say that her life is in danger?
She will be protected by the government. She will be protected because the family are against her and so forth. But from our side, we are going to protect her and nothing will happen to her or to her baby or her husband.
Minister, a United Nations expert is calling on your government to release all political prisoners and allow for press freedom if you are to show that your government is really committed towards the national dialogue.
Absolutely, we are very much committed to the national dialogue. We have no political prisoners. This is being arrested according to also crimes against the national security, not because from the political point of view. Like Sadiq al-Mahdi, they, after investigations and these things, and they will be presented to court, and they are going to be free. We have no political prisoner whatsoever.
So what about this Mr. Badarin Sheikh?
This is actually, maybe he committed the same thing as Sadiq al-Mahdi. He has been talking about the security, about the army, and these things, and he's going also to court. And not because of his opinion or political opinion.
So what about the allegations that newspapers in Sudan continue to be subject to censorship?
I'm the Minister of Information. I will assure you that there is nothing like this happening. We have only one newspaper being now stopped, and in very few days it will resume again.
So there's no censorship in the country?
No censorship before or after, and we have no one actually prevented from writing. Any writer can write his opinion.